Come to order at 5 minutes after eight. Today we'll be hearing HGR 2 constitutional amendment, no gambling without voter approval, and HGR 23, use of Galena Air Base. We'll be hearing HGR 23 first. And so, please come forward. We'll get underway. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Kelly Huber. I'm staff to represent Nancy Dahlstrom. And before you this morning is a resolution introduced that will basically offer the legislature's support for Galena's reuse plan for the Air Force Base up there. And for some of you that don't know, in 2005, the BRAC Commission was looking at closing a base up in Alaska, and Eielson was on the list. When they met, they decided to not close Eielson, and instead, surprisingly, they announced the closure of Galena. In their BRAC report, they did talk about a soft landing, letting Galena have quite a few years out to try to figure out how they could work their school and not hurt the community too much. Unfortunately, the Air Force has sped up their departure date. They really want to get out of there in 08. We were hoping for...
You want to get out of there when?
2008.
Okay.
You know, probably the end of the year. But we were hoping that the soft landing would take us through 2011. So before you is a resolution that just offers the 25th legislature support to our federal delegation in trying to help them secure some funds as they go through their reuse plan. And the city and school district are. They've submitted a reuse plan to the Air Force. They've got comments back. Then they're going to go ahead and do a final proposal. So they're working very hard. We just need to give them a little bit of support, and this resolution does that. And Mr. Chairman, it's possible that Jim Smith and Marvin Yoder are online, and they can give you a little bit more details on what Galena is doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any question for the sponsor or supporter? If not, Mr. Smith, are you online?
I am, Chairman.
Yes. Good morning, sir. Would you please... state your name, position, and give us your testimony.
Chairperson Lynn and committee members, my name is Jim Smith, and I'm finishing my eighth year here in Galena. I'm the school district superintendent. I want to thank you folks for your attention. I'd like to take just a moment and comment on the resolution. It notes that the Galena Air Base constitutes a critical aspect of Galena's economy and our culture. The economic viability of Galena is also important to the economic viability of the Fairbanks North Star Borough and adjacent communities. We serve as a transportation hub, of course, for the villages of the interior. This particular closure or shutdown, if we should be unsuccessful in our reuse plan, will cost us about 60 jobs in a community that has around 200 employment positions. The United States Air Force is leaving these facilities potentially that have in excess of $150 million in assessed value. They're just quite a treasure. And as noted, the Galena Economic Development Council, made up of the City of Galena, the Loudoun Tribal Council, the school district, and the Air Force has pretty much come forward with the viability of using the facilities for the existing boarding school operations that Galena has successfully operated now for 10 years. These efforts focus on vocational education. We started with 110 kids this year, and we have right at 100 now. It's been very successful. Our graduation rates are excellent, and I think we present a viable option which provides these facilities as an Alaska resource rather than a liability. We hope you'll support this opportunity, and I'd like to, at this time, thank Representative Dahlstrom and Representative Salmon for moving our project need forward. We've current CIP request in the capital budget to sprinkle a student dorm here in response to state fire codes. The Air Force fire codes hadn't required that, and so we have that, and it's moving forward, I believe. We've scheduled some meetings with our federal delegation later this month, and once sprinkling funds are in place, then we feel like we can go comfortably to them and ask them for some transition funding. If you have questions, we could answer them. I believe Marvin Yoder is available. He's contracted by the city and is our retired city manager to facilitate BRAC reuse plans and transition. If I can answer any school questions, I sure will, and thank you for your time.
I appreciate your time. Are there any questions for Mr. Smith? Just out of curiosity, nothing to do with this bill in particular, but how far is Campion from Galena, the old radar site?
The Campion site is about 11 miles.
Is that connected by road?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Oh, Representative Dahl had a question. I'd like to all recognize that I didn't call the roll yet. With us this morning, we have Representative Dahl, Reverend Johnson, Reverend Johansson, Vice Chair Bob Bills, myself, Bob Lynn. Representative Dahl.
Just an information question. It says, whereas because of increased enrollment demands, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs is seeking a location for an Interior Military Youth Academy. Could you speak a little bit to that?
Absolutely. Through the,
through chair.
Representative Dahl, we have been.
Both of you can answer
Jim?
That. Jim, you first, and then Kelly Huber.
Well, I would defer to Kelly. I think she can respond to it probably better than I without a lot of talk.
Through the chair, Representative Dahl, it's just another idea we would ask the state to look into. We do know that the academy that is already going has been incredibly successful. They've looked for a second academy in the state. Here's an opportunity, perhaps, to have a rural location. So it's just one more aspect. You know, we hate to see the whole, you know, they demolish all the buildings when they leave. And so we're just trying to say, look at other plans as well. So that's just an option that we're asking people to look at.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for testifying this morning. Mr. Marvin Yoder, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, sir. Please identify yourself and offer your testimony.
Now, my name is Marvin Yoder, and thank you for this opportunity, Mr. Chairman. I certainly concur with what Smith has already told you. We're very anxious to move forward on this, and we've been, over the past year, have put in a lot of work into getting this reuse plan to where it should be ready in a few weeks of the final. And so we think that it has a path forward for not only the city of Galena, but for the school. And I would point out that in the Tribal Council, who is a part of our Galena Economic Development Committee, has insisted that part of our goal is to help Native students throughout Alaska, and that's what the school district is trying to do. So we think this is an important project, and we appreciate the support that we've got from Representative Dahlstrom and others on this project.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Mr. York, would having a school there pose any transportation difficulties over and beyond what the city of Galena itself has or would have?
No. I mean, all transportation in and out of Galena is by air. And so the students fly in, you know, kind of at the beginning of the year and go home at Christmas, but it doesn't put any undue pressure on that. The only other transportation issue may be answered by Superintendent Smith in that we do transfer students back and forth between the village school and the boarding school, and so there's a few logistical issues, but that's just a part of our growing pains, and eventually we'll get those resolved as well.
Thank you very much. No further questions. I'd like to thank you for that. Well, we have Representative Dahl.
I do have another question. When the Air Force leaves, does it also leave a certain amount of funds or to help rebuild the economy? Or what, is there anything, or do they simply leave, and what is the situation there?
Thank you, Representative Dahl, through the chair. In previous BRAC rounds, that seemed to be the pattern, that in the BRAC rounds, there was a lot of help for the communities to get reestablished, to get some redevelopment going, fix up buildings, et cetera. This particular BRAC round, there wasn't any money budgeted for bases that were closing. One of the reasons was there are several bases that are expanding, and there was a lot of money appropriated to expand bases and build new housing, but they didn't do any of the stuff for the buildings that were being reduced in size or closed. So this has been one of our struggles, is that we're not in normal BRAC rounds as before, and so we're looking for support to try and help carry out. We feel like we need at least 3 or 4 years of transition funds just to get to where we have a totally sustainable facility up there. That's what our reuse plan is focused on, is making this financially feasible and sustainable after all of the funds that we receive are gone. So that's our goal.
Here's a follow-up.
Yes, thank you. A follow-up. How many housing units have been left?
All of the housing units in Galena were dormitories. So there are 3 dorms, actually 2 dorms and a hotel, if you will. And the dormitories will be used for the boarding school, but there was no private individual housing.
No officer housing?
No. No, they stayed in the hotel that the Iditarod Inn that was there.
I see. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Representative Roses.
Not a question, but a comment. I think when the gentleman visited my office, one of the comments that I made to them was that if their plan for the boarding school doesn't pan out and we actually do, through AGEA, get somebody to bid on the pipeline, my recommendation would be that Galena talk to them about using that as their headquarters. I cannot imagine an oil company that would not want to stage in an area where the building's already built and you have a 5,000 plus foot runway. And it seems to me to be a perfect place to stage the pipeline construction. It's sort of centrally located. So if the school doesn't work out and we actually get a bidder on AGEA, I certainly hope that Galena will move forward on trying to partner up with that company.
Very good. We will have a bidder on AGEA, just a matter of time. And will. Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anybody who wishes to testify on this resolution? If not, public testimony is closed. Any comment in the committee on this bill? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move the resolution.
I will move the resolution. I will move resolution, House Joint Resolution number 23, with 25-LSO901/C.
Without objection, moved. And thank you very much, everybody who came in to testify on House Resolution 23. Move on to next committee. We'll take a short at ease while we do the paperwork. Reverend Greenberg has now joined us. Also, I should note that Reverend Coghill has an excused absence today. So with that, we will now be hearing HR number 2, the title of which is Proposing an Amendment to the Constitution, the State of Alaska requiring an affirmative vote that people before any form of gambling for profit may be authorized in Alaska. And we have with us this morning Representative Dahlstrom and Representative Crawford to present the bill. So your pleasure, which one goes first?
We just decided.
We could flip a coin, I guess, but that'd be gambling.
Mr. Chairman, obviously we have a script put together on this, but this is something that the both of us and many other people in this building feel very strongly about. If you look across the states, there are only 2 that don't have legalized forms of gambling for profit, and that's us and Utah. Every other state has gone to some form of for-profit gambling or lottery or both. And what they've been able to find out over time now, and this is really the third wave of gambling in our nation's history. The other 2 times there's been a backlash. People realized that it was a fool's paradise, and almost across the board outlawed gambling. Once again, we're going through this pattern of of legalizing gambling until all of a sudden it starts to go the other way, and I believe that the pendulum has started to swing backwards because more and more states are realizing what, I mean, the ills of casino gambling, gambling in cars, card rooms, all of it leads to more suicide, more depression, mania, alcohol abuse, arrest rates. Every one of those goes up wherever you have legalized gambling. We've already got a problem with charitable gaming here. That's a huge industry by itself. What I don't want to do is to expand even further. And Representative Dahlstrom and I got together on this constitutional amendment basically because of the initiative that's going to be on the ballot in August of next year. And they've been selling that as a
way. Would you please explain what that initiative is?
That's what I've, okay. I'm going to. This initiative, they've been selling as a way to regulate the gambling industry that we have presently. It has a poison pill in that initiative that allows them to have a five-member commission that is appointed by the governor that will be able to make the decisions on whether to expand gambling or not. We've beaten off several attempts over the years where the gambling industry has tried to move into Alaska to have casinos, and they're trying to do an end run around us with the initiative. I stood by many of the petitioners out there that were, I had my own initiatives. I listened to the sales pitch that the people were using to sell that initiative, and it was, we want to regulate gambling. They never said about this, anything about this is a chance to expand for-profit gambling into Alaska. That was never brought up. I know that it took them twice as long, and they had to pay a lot of money to get this on the ballot. It's not going to be an easy initiative for them to pass, but what I would like to do is make it very, very difficult for anybody to bring for-profit gambling, casino gambling, any type of gambling into Alaska that we don't have right now, and that's the reason why we brought this up.
I've shared your concerns during the time that I've been down here, and it's always been amazing to me how these, in the past, some of the gambling bills always popped up during the waning hours of the legislative session with very few committees of referral. Representative Dawson, would you like to add to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a pleasure to be before this committee. I appreciate it. Representative Crawford has stated a little bit of information about the initiative that's going to come before us. He's done a very accurate job of stating my position as well as his on this issue, and my position is born out of concern for society and what happens when we have things that bring ill effects and then the consequences, natural consequences that follow. I firmly believe that gambling is something that starts out as fun, and then it becomes a temptation, and then it becomes an addiction. And whatever the addiction is, whether it's pornography, gambling, drugs, or whatever, once it's an addiction, there is a very, very serious problem. There's documented studies from all over the country. For example, even in Florida, where there's a lot of people go to retire because the weather's so wonderful and it's just a nice place.
Except for the hurricanes,
Mr. Chair. The legislature there last year was dealing with an issue that was brought before them on many, many citizens, senior citizens that were on fixed incomes had gotten involved, and what had started out as fun had become an addiction. They're on fixed incomes, they couldn't pay their rent, they couldn't pay their utilities, and they were asking for basically a handout, you know, from the government so that they could live. It's a problem. There's documentation also that proves that sexual abuse, domestic violence around the area increases. So we would be, you know, looking at it needing to increase law enforcement, all kinds of things that go with that. And as Representative Crawford stated, we are already the number one in the country, unfortunately, in suicide. And we're always vacillating between number one, two, or three on sexual abuse in the country, which is very sad. And we have many other issues that for a state that has as many wonderful opportunities as we have, to me, it's just personally very sad that we are so high in those areas that do nothing but bring pain to people and tear their lives apart. And unfortunately, children most always are innocent victims in this. They lose their homes, families fall apart, parents lose jobs. It just starts a downward spiral. And I just can't sit by quietly and let it happen. I just absolutely believe it will bring destruction and mass problems to our state. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. You're very well put. questions for Representative Dahl? Mm-hmm.
This is for either one of you. I'm just reading the first section here. Any form of gaming or gambling for profit is prohibited in the state unless that form of gaming or gambling has been authorized by law and ratified by 60% majority. In other words, could you give me an example of, let's say somebody wanted to build a casino and have that kind. Would you sort of run me through what you would have to do if that was the form?
We'd have to have an election. 60% of the people throughout the state would have to approve before they could bring a casino in.
And that would be true for any other type of, so in one way it could look like a casino, another way it could look like something different than casino. Each one would have to have a...
The one we're most concerned with right now, I think, is bringing in video poker and electronic gaming. That's the one that the people that paid for the initiative to be on the ballot are mainly bar owners that want to be able to put these video poker machines and electronic gaming machines in their bars. Alaska has a problem with alcohol already. We have a problem with long hours of cold and darkness, and a lot of people go hang out in the bars. This would just be one more way to fleece them of even more of their livelihood.
Mr. Chair, could I address that also?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Representative Dahl. Things that are currently permitted, a bingo hall, pull tabs, those types of things, that would not have to require an election. If the area that someone wanted to establish that was already zoned appropriately, and I guess the neighborhood or, you know, that area was interested in having them there. Those things are already allowed by law and have, you know, some regulations around them. As I agree with Representative Crawford that I believe that we do have, my belief is that we do have some problems already with some of those things, but we can work to tighten those up. They already are allowed by law. And another thing that I did not bring up in my initial testimony is that our state is extremely unique in the fact that we have an Indian land, Indian gaming issue. And there's been a lot of talk about if things have been settled or haven't been settled on the federal level or on the state level about what authority or rights people do, you know, or